worried about before we started teaching it. And we seem to have a feel for it. You know, every once in a while, some people come along. Why do you have a feel for Star Trek, too? To completely flip the switch up, put the switch down, whatever. You guys are making the adjustments. And I really like the way we move from one moment to another. The challenge, like at 35, we just finished that second piece of The Sopranos. And what I did was I doubled Soprano 1 with the solo to give that a little more oomph at 35. And you could hear the communication between sopranos and low brass. One, two, three. Ba-da, ah. Ba-da, ah. Right there. Nice. Nice. And you're not overplaying. Oh, my God. How many times can a online court be told you're not overplaying? Okay? But what you have to remember is we're not overplaying here. At some point, you put the uniform on, we have an audience, and hey, I've got people to play for, and then we lose it. That's what happened when I heard the recordings in North End this year. We didn't play like we did at the Tuesday rehearsal before North End. All of a sudden, it was, I'm going to play loud. I haven't played for an audience in about 2 years. You've got to maintain control. You've got to maintain that control. You've got to maintain that focus. Okay? Let's take it one more time up to that point and work on one measure, getting more secure, one note, playing something more in tune.